Welcome to the Launch Plan Podcast, and I'm your host, Karthik. Launching a business or products online is not easy, but that's what we enjoy doing as solopreneurs and small business owners. We may not be successful every time, but success isn't what defines us. We learn, and that's why we keep showing up every single day to do what we love doing, to learn, to make a difference to our clients, and of course, make more money. And on this show, we help you do that. We help you build a rock solid base so you can launch successfully and repeat it every single time. And we do that by helping you master the four areas of your business: your market, your message, your monetization, and your alliances. Market is all about your customers and clients and how well you understand them. The message is how well your market understands what you offer. Monetization is about how well you are able to turn your market awareness and messaging into money. And alliances is your ecosystem and how you build relationships with your clients, partners, and vendors. Grab your launch goodies and a 90-day plan at designyourthinking.com/plan and sit back, because we are just getting started. Let's now get down to business. This is part three in this three-part series on how to attract the right clients and repel the wrong ones. In the first part, we looked at the message. In the second part, we looked at the plan. And if you haven't listened to them, please add them to your playlist. You can listen to these episodes in any order. So let's get going with today's episode. In this episode, we are talking about lead magnets. Now, not that part that you'll find in every blog post. We seldom do that on this show, because on this podcast, we stick to the MMMA framework. And if you don't know what that is, you must listen to episode 2. Now, I'll put the link to that episode in the show notes as well. Let's get to today's topic. We are going to look at positioning lead magnets today. One of the biggest reasons why lead magnets are ineffective is because of how you position it. It's not about the what. It could be a checklist, it could be a cheat sheet, a formula, or even something as elaborate as a course. Your lead magnet will fail to appear as something useful if you don't position it the right way. So let's put some details on the table. First, I got a question for you. Are you a member of an airline frequent flyer program? Well, one of my favorite airlines is Emirates, and I really love their planes and, more importantly, the food they serve. The food is premium even if you traveled coach. What's even more worthy of talking about is their frequent flyer program. The way frequent flyer programs work is that every time you fly the airline from point A to point B, you get points added to your membership. And the points is based on the distance between point A and point B. And as a frequent flyer that flies a lot between the United States and India, you can imagine how many points my Emirates membership card has. A lot. But how much can that lot mean? Well, to put it simply, I can get to stay at a top luxury hotel in any country for at least a month, at least most hotels, without paying a single dime. Plus, get a free upgrade to first class when I take an Emirates to that destination. And the experience of flying a first class in Emirates is, well, you know, some things cannot be explained or described. Let's say I'm ready to offer three of you an opportunity to use my membership for one to and fro travel to a country of your choice, and gave you 3 days of stay in a hotel of your choosing. Would you be interested in taking me up on it? Now, it wouldn't be fair if I did it this way, because that will be like rewarding people that listened to this episode first. But I want to give all my listeners an equal opportunity to be able to win this. So let's say I will put out an application form and you can apply for this. Maybe I will ask a few questions, or maybe none at all, just an email. And in 20 days, I pick three people that have applied, and all you need to do is to book an Emirates coach ticket to the destination of your choice. Okay, that's the first giveaway. The second giveaway is where you get an iPhone. You still need to go through the process of filling the application and everything else, but you don't have to spend money for an international air travel. Now, the question for you is, or in fact, two questions for you. Which one will you pick? Giveaway one or giveaway number two? The second question is, which one of these two you think will lead to you doing future business with me? While I let you answer these two questions in the back of your head, let's jump into our topic for the day, positioning your lead magnets. Well, we are not talking about the lead magnet itself, but the messaging you use to position that lead magnet so it does the job it's supposed to do, which is to get you leads. So how do you make sure that the lead magnets you put out actually generate leads? Well, it comes down to focusing on three elements of your lead magnet messaging. And in today's episode, let's see what these three elements are and how you can go about using these three elements to turn your lead magnets into lead generators. All right, so here are the three elements you need to add to your lead magnet messaging. In simpler terms, these are the three elements you'll need to include every time you present your lead magnet to your clients or markets online or offline. So what are the three? Number one, value. Number two, result. And number three, the setup. Now let's take a look at these three in greater detail. Let's start with the word positioning so we set the stage right. What is it? What does positioning really mean? Well, simply put, positioning is about letting your market or your clients know what you do, who you do it for, and what will it do to them or for them. In short, it's about giving your clients a reason to care or a reason to consider your offer. So, how do you go about giving your clients or your market a reason why they should consider your lead magnet? Let's look at step one. The first step is to communicate the value. And Apple knows to do this masterfully.
Now, let's talk about iPhone. iPhone has forever changed the world. Every single day, people rely on iPhone, from their most demanding tasks to capturing the moments of their lives, streaming their favorite TV shows, playing their favorite games, staying up to date with the news of the world, and connecting with friends and loved ones. This is what drives us to create the best iPhone possible. To create an experience unlike any other, with legendary ease of use, beautiful and durable designs, with water resistance and great battery life, with industry-leading performance and the world's most advanced camera systems, and with privacy built in. People love iPhone, and we keep making iPhone better, more powerful, more capable, and even more fun to use. Today, we are thrilled to introduce our next generation of iPhone. Here it is.
Well, we are talking about lead magnets, but iPhone is not a lead magnet. Well, we'll get to that in just a bit. But first, let's see what it takes to communicate value right. It's actually simple. In order to communicate the value of what you're offering, you need to focus on three smaller elements. The first, who is this offer for? Second, how much of resources have gone into the making of this offer? And how much is it worth? And number three, what can your clients do with it? Well, at the Apple event, Tim Cook did precisely this. As he spoke, the video projected on the big screen shows people holding the iPhone 13, taking pictures with kids, sports people, so on. And as the video plays, they go on to talk about the camera system, the titanium body, and so on. That's to communicate how much of work has gone in and how much this could be worth. Certainly, iPhones are not cheap. And then, in a short video, they show professionals using iPhone 13 Pro to shoot videos, families shooting photos during a holiday and so on. And that's how Apple communicates the value of the iPhone 13 to its market. But that's a product, and we are talking about lead magnets. True. Before I went on to suggest how you can use this, I want to show you how a company uses the same iPhone 13 almost as a lead magnet. That's AT&T using the iPhone 13 as a front-end offer. Not exactly a lead magnet, but a front-end offer. While a lot of it is visual in this ad, they communicate the three elements, which is, who is it for? People who are worried they could drop their precious iPhones. Second question, how much is it worth? AT&T in this ad is selling their network and services, not the iPhone itself. And they just mean to imply that if you broke your iPhone, we will replace it for you. Third question, what can clients do with it? Again, since AT&T is selling their network and service, they are simply using this ad to say that you will be able to make calls using your new iPhone 13, even if it falls and breaks, because they will replace it for you. Now, how can you use this element of value in your lead magnets? First, tell who the lead magnet is for. If it's a checklist, tell who is this checklist for. Be very clear about it. If it's for mothers of teenage kids, say that explicitly. Some people try to be over smart and think that by not mentioning who it is for, they can get a lot more people than just mothers. Well, that very logic goes against your goal of generating high quality leads. What is the point in having others who aren't mothers of teenage kids if you don't sell anything for anyone other than mothers of teenage kids? So focus on communicating who exactly your lead magnet is for. That's number one. Second, consider stopping to use the word free in your messaging. What you're offering may be free to the client, but it's worth something for you, the maker. Communicate that to your clients. If it's taken you X number of hours to make it, tell that to your clients. If you were selling the same thing that you're giving away for X dollars, tell that to your client. And number three, tell your clients what they can do with this lead magnet. Give them the best ways to put it to use. Tell them what they can do once they get their hands on your lead magnet. Even better, tell them what will happen when they use it. In other words, the result. And that leads us to step two. Time to get the result. That's step two. People like to know the value, but they aren't going to give you the email address because of the value alone. Because people buy results. Again, let me repeat. People don't buy value, they buy results. On the other hand, lead magnets are not something that people are looking forward to. It's not shopping. You don't wake up one morning and say, okay, let's go shopping for lead magnets. No. Lead magnets are what they chance upon. They perhaps were looking for an answer to a question or a problem, and they chanced upon your blog, your profile, or your podcast, and they like it, and bam, they see your lead magnet. At that moment, a lead magnet is almost like an upsell. It's like, now that you got value from this piece of content, here is something you may be interested in. But clients are smart. They have seen enough of lead magnets. Unless you tell them how soon they can get the value, you have not really pressed the hot button for their brains to light up and go, boom, let's get this. Here's my email address. Well, that's step two. Give them the time to result. How soon can you get the result? Tell them. And once you're done, let's move on to step three. At At this point, you have pressed the hot buttons necessary for your clients. Well, if you've done everything that we talked about so far, you will be seeing your lead magnets convert like crazy. But there is one catch. These leads are useless. They just want my lead magnets, and when I sell them a product, they unsubscribe. Or even worse, they don't buy but continue to stay on my list waiting for my next free resource. Well, freebie hunters, as we would like to call them, are not new. They've always existed, and so they will. But the question is, if you have done everything you can to convert these subscribers to buyers, and that's why you need to infuse the third element into your lead magnet. And that's what we are about to do in step three. It's the setup. It's not enough to just communicate value and the time to result, but you also need to set your clients up for what's coming next. In fact, just a few episodes ago, in episode one of the season, I did this right inside the episode. It was the intro episode of the season, and I told you something, and I'll repeat. This is a marketing podcast. I use this podcast to grow my business. Every episode is carefully scripted and recorded. What I share on the show is what my clients pay thousands of dollars for. My hope is that at some point in the future, you will share this goodness with a friend or colleague, or perhaps choose to do business with me. And these are the words I used in the first episode. What I did here is to set your expectations right. Oftentimes, people don't like to be surprised with a sale. Think of those unsolicited emails with pitches that you see in your inbox. We call them spam. And the same thing goes with online marketing and specifically lead magnets too. Clients give you the email in exchange for your lead magnet. If you are transparent and communicate to them clearly that this is for marketing purposes and they will receive communications on offers and so on, you've set the expectation right. If they still need your lead magnet, they will download it and unsubscribe. But since you set the expectation right, they are not going to pretend like they never saw, read, or considered an offer at a future point in time. The better you communicate this in your message, the better it works. It's actually that simple. And that brings us to the end of these three steps. So what are the three elements we discussed today? First, value. Second, time to result. And third, the setup. Well, in simpler terms, these are the three elements that you will need to include every time you present your lead magnet to your clients or market, online or offline. First, communicate the value. Who is this for? How much is it worth? And how much do you sell it for? What can they do with it? Second, the time to result. How long will it take for them to get the result that they want? And step number three, set them up for the future. It's a quid pro quo for action that you expect your clients to take for a future investment into one of your products or services. And that brings us to the end of another episode. Or has it? Well, if you were thinking about the questions I asked you in the beginning of this episode, this part is for you. So this is about the two giveaways. The first one is this airline and stay. The second is that of winning an iPhone. And I asked two questions. Which one will you pick? Giveaway one or the giveaway two? And the second question was, which one of these two you think will lead to you doing future business with me? Well, I'll let you answer the first question. Let me answer the second one. It's option one that will lead you to doing future business with me. Simply because apart from the fact that the message uses all the three elements that we discussed in this episode, you also have taken action by buying a coach ticket. And when your clients take action, they're more likely to take future actions. And that's my answer to the second question. You can send me your answer to the first question or just let me know what you think. Drop me an email. It's karthik@designyourthinking.com. And I respond to every email that comes my way, so you can try me. Hope this episode was useful. It's now time for us to take a peek into what's cooking inside the labs. Well, first off, the doors to our first course is now open. It's called the Website Messaging Mastery Course. The pre-launch sale is on and the doors are open at designyourthinking.com/WMM pre-launch. You should apply if you are an entrepreneur, solopreneur, or a small business owner. You have a website and you are already selling something. This course is going to be a cohort-based course and the entry is by application only. So if you're ready to roll up your sleeves and work on your messaging and website, hop on. And when you're done, you should have nailed your messaging, website copy, plus the copy that you can use in your social media bio, a 30-second elevator pitch, or marketing collaterals, emails, and just about everywhere else. The link again is designyourthinking.com/WMM pre-launch. And you'll find this link in the show notes as well. Well, being the first edition, we are doing this as a cohort. So in addition to everything you learn, you will also get to meet other entrepreneurs who are on a journey similar to you, plus direct access to me. Well, I'm excited. Check out the show notes to know more about the course, and I look forward to seeing you inside. And second, if you haven't already, you should definitely consider downloading the 90-day marketing plan. Well, you can take the quiz to get a customized marketing plan for your business. Even if you don't have a business but have a podcast like this one, you should consider using a marketing plan. Go grab it at designyourthinking.com/plan. Well, that's about it. If you like this episode, I appreciate if you follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And if you have a couple of minutes, and if you use an Apple device, of course, please rate the show and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That'll really help us reach more people like you. That's all I have for you today. I look forward to seeing you next week. Cheers. Be well.